Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold, rockin' radio auction around the corner at the bottom of the hour. But before we get there, talking about other smart ways to deal with your money, we're chatting today with LR Future Insurance and Investments, Lori Renton. It's great to see you once again. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm great, Jordan. Thank you.
Hey, oh, not a problem. It's going to be a great show. Let's talk a bit about what's happening at LR Future. I know you've been busy the last couple of weeks. I think there was an expo you were at not that long ago, right?
Yeah, actually, we had a lot of fun at the wellness show. Mm-hmm. It was kind of unique, right? Like, they hosted this wellness, health and wellness show at St. Mary's Hall the same weekend as the Harvest Showdown, which you can see that's a good thing because it's people in town and maybe you get the extra people. And then you look at it and go, are you overlapping? So the Friday night was a little quiet, but I guess the Saturday was quite busy. Mm-hmm. And it was really good because we have our holistic approach to money, the discovery process. It was really cool watching people pick values and talk a little bit about some of their dreams and stuff around the world of money.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure you maybe got the odd funny look too from some folks, because at a wellness expo, money, finances, no, I don't. What's the correlation here? Did you get any of that?
You know what? No, we didn't, Jordan, because we do the personality test with people, and they're thrilled to do that. And okay. I know eventually I'm going to get some iPads, and people can just punch it in right there. Mm-hmm. But they did them on paper, and they would take them and sit down, have a coffee, do the personality. Then they wanted to learn about it.
Okay.
And then what we do there is whatever your strong personality type is, we give you some insight on how you respond to the world of money in a lot of different areas.
Well, and how it certainly can affect people, just their livelihoods, the stress levels they have. Mm-hmm. A lot of it comes back to, well, how the finances are being handled.
Oh, darn right. So, you know, I'm working, I have myself a business coach, and it's kind of funny because I've been in business 25 years and I've hired myself a business coach a year ago. We've been working together almost a year. And, you know, a lot of things, like even in business, if you have all these dreams and they can come through your business, you're living your life through your company.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's been a few things come up and it's like, oh, well, if this is happening in the office or in work, what's happening in your personal life? So everything is a reflection. So, you know, one of these things about I'm wearing this hat today, or I'm wearing that hat, or I'm wearing this hat, doesn't make sense because you're the same person.
Mm.
You know, so it was really good for me to go through the exercises with him to really get to that, to really streamline and create systems within my organization, because
right,
it's shifting so much. The world of finance is changing.
Yeah. Now, as for like expos, workshops, things of that nature, you'll always love interacting with the public in that way. In fact, well, you got a workshop right around the corner.
We do. We have one tonight. Mm-hmm. And it's a vision board workshop. For those of you that don't really know what it is, it's a dream board workshop. So what it does is we have construction paper. We have all kinds of magazines, felt pens, crayons, all different neat stuff. And you put your vision and your dreams for yourself on this board. It's pretty amazing when people actually finish and then they stand up to explain it. It's so cool to see what people are looking for. And what I loved, you know, Jordan, I was looking back through something probably from 8 years ago. I did a vision board workshop with kids, 14 to 18, young people.
Okay.
And I remember sitting there and facilitating that with our Positive Links group back then. And the kids were all like on the floor and they know they want a certain car, this color or whatever it is. Next thing you know, the kids across the room looking through a magazine, hey, I found it for you. So they were all interacting together, sitting on the floor and creating these vision boards.
Hmm.
It was so inspiring for me to watch.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So that's happening tonight. Has your registration basically closed for that one?
No, we still have room for a couple more people. Okay. It's tonight from 6 to 9. If you're interested in attending, because last minute, mm-hmm, I had a lady call. She's coming in from Regina, is going to be in Yorkton for 2 days and heard about it. So she booked just an hour ago.
Neat.
It's $35. It's from 6 to 9. And if you want to book yourself, call 306-783-7737. And this is at the Life Matters Learning Center. So what LR Future has done is we branched out more on the with the education and the learning side. So we've got vision board workshops, we have Own Your Future, we have Women in Investing, we have, you know, Golden Opportunities does some work on investing in Saskatchewan, we've got Blue Cross doing some stuff on your health insurance and the importance of it, and how when you travel, it's not just traveling down to the US and out of the country, it's traveling province to province.
Hmm.
So we're keeping our clients all aware of what it is that we do and the understanding of what it is they have.
Right. Now, that Life Matters Learning Center, that's still under the same roof of LR?
Yeah, it's under the roof, but it's upstairs. So right next door to the door of LR Future is a door that goes upstairs in the building. So the Learning Center is upstairs.
Great. It's All You Ever Wanted to Know on The Rock 98.5. Chatting today with Lori Renton of LR Future Insurance and Investments. And the end of the year is quickly approaching. And I know people thinking more so about shopping and things like that. But also with the end of the year comes a couple other deadlines as well. People need to be aware of now something like RSPs. Well, that kind of extends into 2019 a wee little bit though too.
Yeah.
But that'll be here before you know it too, the deadline there.
Yeah, it's the first 60 days into the new year. So it gets a little confusing, I know, for a lot of people because you get your T4s often in February, end of February, and at RSP season is done the end of February or March 1st, depending, right?
Sure.
So that causes a little bit of confusion, but what we've done at LR Futures, we're going like, if you know what you want to buy, get going on a pack, a pre-authorized plan. You've already got this much in your plan, and then if you need to top it up at season to, at this season time, because really an RSP, what do you think most people, Jordan, buy an RSP for?
Probably the tax deduction.
That's exactly. The majority of people say they buy an RSP for the tax deduction. That's why it's so crazy in, you know, January and February. Because all of a sudden they're going, oh, I owe Revenue Canada money. I better, you know, buy an RSP. But really, between the RSP, and I often say this to people because tax-free savings, I'm, you know, staying on topic here, but yet shifting it a little bit. Tax-free savings account sounds like a savings account. That's where I save money. I can pull it out to do what I want, which you can. But I look at a TFSA and an RSP as a perfect complement to each other for retirement.
Yeah.
Because an RSP, you buy it because you get a tax break.
But
exactly. But when you go to take it out later in life at whatever age you decide, you have to take it out by the age of 71, but you can take it out sooner. So when you go to take it out, it's taxable as if you're working a job and taking income. The tax-free savings account grows tax-free. You don't get any deduction buying it, but it comes out tax-free.
Yes.
So the two plans together create a very, very nice combo.
Right. And while there is a max of how much someone can buy in each circumstance, too. So obviously, rather than just pick one or the other, do a little bit of both.
Do a little bit of both. I totally agree because I just had a lady in yesterday, and I'm going to say she's 65, 68-ish. And she was talking to her son, who's an accountant. And he's concerned because she has a pretty big lira locked in retirement account that she can start taking. And he says, start moving it into a TFSA. Well, she's got enough other income because she owns revenue property and stuff like that. So you really have to kind of watch your taxes as well as you pull this money out, right? As of today, you can own $57,500 in a tax-free savings and add another $5,500 once January comes. So that's $63,000 that's never, ever taxable again. And the biggest part of it, Jordan, is that if a person passed away, you've already named your co-person, like your spouse, or your children as your beneficiaries, it does not go through your estate. People don't understand, you know, the estate. Well, that's when you die and everything you own comes into that estate. So the plan is to keep as much as you can out of that estate. And there's some really, really amazing tools, but everybody's different. So it's not just a one-off thing. It's like you sit down, you go through a process, and you find out what your needs are.
Right.
And how can we help you in that avenue?
And of course, as we've talked about with the tax-free savings account too, much like RRSPs, is that you're putting it away and earning things in terms of income because of interest and investment and all the rest of it. And that's the portion of it that's, well, tax-free in the TFSA. Again, the RRSP, though, are the amounts that you raise potentially taxable in that?
Yeah, the amount you make during the plan, the life of the plan is all tax-free. As long as it's in an RRSP, it's growing tax-free.
Oh, okay.
It's only as you pull it out. So I think what a lot of young people like you, for example, Jordan, let's just say your age, you know, you're listening to parents and grandparents and they're going, oh, why did I buy those? I'm paying taxes now and things like that. But they could be pulling the money out in big lump sums. Who knows? Like you set it up as an income.
Right.
Just like you get Canada pension, OAS pension, you just set that up as another payment to enhance your income.
Yeah. And just taking what you need, really.
Yeah. It, you know what? Isn't that the truth? It's taking what you need. We often take, I say to people, there's no sense taking that out to let it sit in a bank account. What's that do for you? But I've got clients now where they're saying, well, I don't really need the money, but they're taking it out and they're buying their TFSA or topping up their TFSA with the money. Because okay. You want to deregister this money eventually, because let's say a couple were, 70 years old and one died. Well, it goes to the other automatically tax-free. But what if both died? That money is taxed at the top tax rate, because that's your estate tax, to your heirs. Mm. So people look and go, well, I better start spending some of it. And even if you don't spend it, roll it over into something else.
I've often wondered when I hear that being thrown out there, oh, I have to spend this money. I'm like, you have to spend this money? I don't get it.
No, you don't have to spend it. You can just reallocate it. You know, Jordan,
well, even that, yeah.
We now have a life insurance guy on board. And I'll tell you some of the stuff I've watched him work with clients and where life insurance comes into play. And then he's worked with clients where we've checked their life insurance they bought in the bank, and then we've looked at it, which they own it. Once mm-hmm. they buy their own life insurance, they own it. They're not renting it from the bank through their mortgage. And boy, I've seen some really neat concepts used in the life insurance world to protect portions of your estate.
Okay.
Yeah. So if anybody's interested and wants to sit down and just kind of have a conversation, give us a call and book an appointment with Rob. 783-7737. Talk to Wendy and she will get you booked with them. At least just to see what you have, because often people have stuff and they don't even know what they have.
Right. Yeah. LR Future Insurance and Investments, Lori Renton, our guest on the program for today. Again, talking a little bit right now about RRSPs. And we've been talking, of course, of some of the tax benefits of, RRSPs versus TFSAs. There's also different, funds that can be invested that offer a little bit more incentive as well and beating the tax man a little bit more. And those are labor-sponsored funds. Let's talk a little bit about that. Lori, what exactly are these?
So Golden Opportunities, which people have probably heard out there, Golden Opportunities this year is 20 years old. I've been working with them for 20 years and I've just, I bought every year. And then what you do is when you buy, you can only buy $5,000 worth and you're investing back in the province. And there's, Golden Opportunities made a $3 billion impact on the economy.
Oh, wow.
And the neat thing is that when you buy $5,000 worth, you don't have to buy five, but that's your max.
Mm-hmm.
You get your RSP deduction on that amount, depending on your income level, and you get an additional 32.5%. So that's like another $1,700 tax break on $5,000. So if you're hit, you go see your accountant or your tax people and all of a sudden they go, you owe $2,000, you are better off to throw $3,500 into Golden or SaskWorks and get that tax deduction and owe Revenue Canada zero. Because you know once you give it away, it's gone. You put it into Golden or SaskWorks and get that big tax break. It's your money still.
Yeah.
And last year they did like 12% last year. But of course they were invested a little bit in some cannabis. But, if that's people's thing, they've been invested in them for a long time under the medicinal side.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it did a pretty good return. But my big thing with RRSPs is take an opportunity to pay yourself first and start regular contributions that are easily deducted from your bank account right into your Golden Opportunity pool. So when you buy Golden, let's just use Golden for an example.
Sure.
When you buy their funds, you have a choice of three different sets of funds. You've got the A share. Okay. I don't want to get into too much detail because when people come in to buy, then I explain it. But you go into the A share, the I share, which is the A share is a diversified. So there's a lot of different types of funds in there or companies. The innovation share is the sector that they're focused on. What's unique about the I share is that it provides loss protection that's exclusive to this share class. So let's say, Jordan, you came and spent $5,000 and you bought I share. And all of a sudden, innovation, you never know what's going to happen, right? All of a sudden, the market starts to drop in the I share. It saves you at 80%. So you never lose ever more than 80%.
Okay.
So that's what's kind of nice about that, because the federal government was pushing these companies to say, you guys need to get more into innovation. So if they're going to go into innovation, it's nice to have a little bit of protection there, right?
Sure.
And then the last one is the R share, of course, and it's 100% on based on Saskatchewan resources and designed for investors who are seeking higher exposure to resource sector. So that's the Golden story. And another thing too, for you people that are out there that work at a company or you're own the company. What about getting started on doing a regular investment for your staff? So you can do what's called a payroll investment plan. Your investment's automatically deducted from your paycheck and you receive the tax savings right at source. So you can turn $62 per paycheck into a $5,000 annual investment.
Oh, wow.
So any of you listening, talk to your bosses because they don't even know about it. And if you talk to them, I can come down and have a little chat and say, hey, this is something that's available. A guy called the other day. We did a talk to a company in town, must have been about 4 years ago, 3 years ago. He's already got 4 years ago it was, because he's got $22,000 already in his RSP. He was just shocked because it comes off his paycheck. He doesn't feel it.
Yeah.
So those deductions, you know, those extra provincial federal deductions come off right at source. Instead of you waiting to buy $5,000 and then getting the deduction, you're getting it right off source. So it creates a better cash flow.
Okay. So not as nice of a surprise in March, maybe.
Right.
But that's still okay in the long term.
Yeah.
Still a really nice benefit of getting an investment that's increasing without even noticing it coming off a check, which is great.
Yeah. And one more quick thing, Jordan, is that if people are even thinking of buying this, I know it's Christmas, we're thinking about other things, but really get it in your mindset for early January, because the last few years, they sell out because they're only allowed, the labor-sponsored SASC Works and Golden Opportunities is only allowed to sell a certain amount in the province.
Sure.
So I recommend that get in, buy your fund before it actually sells out.
Okay, good to know. LR Future Insurance and Investments, again, our guest today on All You Ever Wanted to Know, a little bit more on RRSPs. People can also, really think about where they want their money to go, can specify exactly different businesses that they'd rather put their money towards and supporting, depending on, someone's own beliefs. If they don't want them in that oil sector, for example, for personal preference or any kind of reason to that matter, that's all could be considered and worked around.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many good options. And like I said, you can't really do a financial plan. That's why I have the discovery process. You cannot do a financial plan that's a generic plan. You really can't, Jordan. Everybody's different. The way they believe, their beliefs around money, all that kind of stuff. So it really gets us to hone in on exactly what it is you need for you and your family.
Okay, great. Now, before we run out of time for today, mentioning as well with people going all over the place in wintertime, getting out of the cold, travel insurance, something as well, people can make a stop into LR and get themselves covered before they travel.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because Blue Cross, we work with Blue Cross and Group Medical Services, and Blue Cross says, you asked and we listened, because people have commented, you don't have enough coverage for massage, you don't have enough coverage for this, you don't have enough coverage for that. So they came forward now. And if you buy a plan this month, you get all these coverages now. This doesn't start till January. But if you buy a plan in December, November or December, you will already get the new enhanced coverages. That's just something that they're promoting.
All right.
So for an example, eye exams was $75. It's now $100 for no different money, right? It's not costing you. Vision and frames was $100. Now it's $150. So health practitioners, those massage therapists, chiropractors, even speech language pathologists, $300 to $400. A few other things is dental, like even after 6 months, if you buy a dental plan after 6 months, it was $500, now it's $750. After a year, $750, now $1,000. I know it doesn't sound like much. I went for a root canal the other day, and I mean, I'm sure it's like $950, but at least it's something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's per person in your family is covered for that.
Right.
So those are just a few of the new things. So it's really important, if you decide you're going to buy it now and get that coverage now.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing too is the travel side of these companies is there's so many people traveling right now.
Right.
Not as many long-term travelers as what's normally going, because people are getting older. Their health is impacting their rates. So then they don't go. We sold a plan a while ago for $6,000, Jordan. And the gentleman had a few health issues, but we have another company besides Blue Cross Group Medical that will cover almost everything. So say you're going on a trip and you're going there specifically to scuba diving, that's not covered under travel plans.
Hmm.
So you're doing these extracurricular things or these extra things that are risky.
Sure.
Then we have a company that covers all that automatically. So like I said, it's just not one generic thing, buy one travel plan.
Right.
Another thing too, I know you and I had spoke about, because you got back from a holiday with your dad, which was cool to hear. is that when you buy travel insurance, you often think you're buying it to leave Canada. You're actually buying it to leave the province. Because if you knew what all your coverages were on Sask Health, you'd make sure you have some form of travel plan. So if you have a plan in your work, find out, you know, get your booklet, find out what it is. If you're close to retirement, come in and see Wendy. She will go through and show you a replacement plan or conversion plan. Both of our companies have, so that there's no health questions asked for you to go from one plan to another into retirement.
All right.
Because that's people's biggest deal is, oh my gosh, now I'm losing my health benefits.
Sure.
Because that costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
So that's things to just check on ahead of time. If you're looking to retire in the next year or two, start looking at it now so you know what your options are.
Definitely. Again, our guest today on the program, Lori Renton from LR Future Insurance and Investments. And Lori, it always flies by our time together. But before we go, was there anything else you wanted to get out there?
Well, I guess just a last minute thing is take action, make things automated, as automated as you can. And I just want to invite you to come tonight to the Vision Workshop. We still got a few spots left from 6 to 9 at the Life Matters Learning Center above LR Future. It's $35. And we're looking forward to seeing you. We will be doing a number of more workshops into the new year.
All right.
So one is Own Your Future, which is a really cool one. So anyway, keep your eyes open. Go on Life Matters Learning Center on Facebook or LR Future on Facebook and keep in touch.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much, Lori. All the best, and we'll see you again soon.
Great. Thank you, Jordan, and thank you, The Rock.
All you ever wanted to know on The Rock 98.5. Stay tuned. The Rockin' Radio Auction just a few minutes away here on The Rock 98.5. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.